Blog Talk Radio.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how He gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave this to me.
Yeah. I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. Weapon formed against me will never overtake me.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another Monday night, Lord God, to minister to your people. Well, thus is, oh Lord God, I ask that you sit me down, Lord God, and that you use me mightily. On tonight, Lord God, use me to your benefit, however you see fit, that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from Psalms 139, 8 through 12. That's Psalms 139, 8 through 12 from the New King James. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Again, that's Psalms 139, 8 through 12, New King James. Beloved, have you ever had someone in your life that you just couldn't get away from? I mean, you literally couldn't turn for them. You couldn't make a move for them. Being right there, crowding your space, always trying to be in your face, on your heels. And when they couldn't be, they were calling your cell phone. And when they couldn't reach you because you were trying to hide from them, you know how you do, you were trying to hide from them. You were ignoring them so much for that because it didn't work. Then they started texting you, leaving voicemails. Then they even had the nerve to show up at your house unannounced, ringing your doorbell profusely. I mean, there just was no stopping them. They were determined to stay connected to you, even though it looked like a dysfunctional mismatch, like a Steve Urkel and Laura Winslow type of deal. Their desire to be near you, to be where you were, irritated you, but still, they were there. You remember? Do you remember how irritating Steve Urkel was to Laura Winslow? I'm talking about their type of deal. Their desire to be near you, to be where you were, irritated you, but still, they were there. He just won't leave me alone. Tonight's message. Now, I know tonight's opening illustration sounds like someone is stalking me and just won't leave me alone. I know that. And maybe, just maybe, I meant for it to sound like that, to grab your attention. But seriously, though, He just won't leave me alone. It's in reference to God. He just won't leave me alone. Seriously, though, it's in reference to God. It's in reference to God, how he is totally committed to being there for you by any means necessary. You see, God is not so quick to throw you away. Somebody ought to give him the praise that's due him just for that. You see, God is not so quick to throw you away like people will and have. But even if you make your bed in hell, as it says in tonight's foundational text, he is committed to being right there with you. Somebody I know, that's not the type of love you're used to. Somebody I know, that's not the type of love you're used to. And you keep expecting God to give up on you because people have always given up on you. So that's what you expect of God. Hear me, beloved. God is not people. Hear me, beloved. God is not people. Stop trying to judge him based on what your mama did, what your daddy did, what your siblings did, etc. Stop trying to judge God. Judge him based on what your mama did, what your daddy did, what your siblings did, etc. The Bible puts it like this. The Bible puts it like this. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. Numbers 23 and 19. That's Numbers 23 and 19 from the Amplified Classic Bible, the AMPC, which simply means God doesn't react to things the same way as man, which simply means that God doesn't react to things the same way as man, the same way people would react. Whereas man will lie to you, God will tell you the truth. Whereas man will give up on you. When I say man, that goes for one man too. Whereas they will give up on you, let you down, God will do all he can to prove to you that he's omnipresent, present with you wherever you go, even now. He's present with you wherever you go, even now. He's not stalking you, but he's there. He's not stalking you, but he's there. I'm not present. Wherever you're tuning in from tonight, it's vital that you know. Hear me, it's vital that you know God is with you. God is with you. Whether you're in the United States, some part of Africa, or the UK, God is with you. He's not trying to force you to be perfect. He's not trying to force perfection on you. Nor is he waiting until you get yourself together. Because some of you think when you get yourself together, that's when you're really gonna come to God the way that you know that you should. But he's not waiting for you to get yourself together, for you to stop being the screw up, the one who always messes up, before he acknowledges himself as your God. He's not waiting for you to be perfect. He's not trying to force perfection on you, nor is he trying to get you to get yourself together. Nor is he waiting on you to get yourself together and stop being a screw-up, you know, the one that always messes up, before he acknowledges himself as your God. If you only knew, you should be shouting right now, giving him praise. Because whether you know it or not, number one, you will never be able to achieve any level of affection without him. Because whether you know it or not, you will never be able to achieve any level of affection without him. And number two, you will never be able to get yourself together. I know that goes against what most people believe, because I keep hearing it over and over again. When I get myself together, then I will get right with God. Then I will come to God the way that I know I should, when I get myself together. But I'm going to bust your bubble on tonight, because number two is, you will never be able to get yourself together, truly get yourself together, without his help. Oh, yeah, you got self-help books. But hear me on this. Self-help books can only help you so much. Self-help books can only help you so much. And there is no such thing is self-deliverance. Self-help books can only help you so much, and there is no such thing as self-deliverance. You need God's help. Somebody, you need God's help to truly get delivered and stay delivered. Psalms 3:8 from the NIV points it out. Psalms 3:8 points this out. It says, from the Lord comes deliverance. Therefore, it's just good to know that God is the God of Jacob. Therefore, it's just good to know that God is the God of Jacob, not Israel, but Jacob. The Bible says so in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. First, the Old Testament. The Bible says, God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. This is my name forever, the name that you shall call me from generation to generation. That's Exodus 3:15, NIV. Then it's in the New Testament. The Bible says, I am, stay with me, I'm going somewhere. The Bible says, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's Acts 7:32 from the NIV. That's powerful. Let me explain why that's powerful. Allow me to explain why that's powerful. You see, Israel was who Jacob became. Israel was who Jacob became after he was delivered. But Jacob was who he was while he was still in need of deliverance. And I believe on tonight that many of you can relate to Jacob. But Jacob was who he was while he was still in need of deliverance, while he was still a trickster in need of deliverance, tricking his father into blessing him instead of his brother. Then he went on to lie on God, saying that God made him successful. Then he went on to lie on God, saying that God made him successful when it was really just a scam he pulled off with his mother's help. You can find all of that in Genesis 27. For those of you that like drama, believe me, you don't have to watch the TV for that. You can pick up your Bible for that. All that drama that I just named is in Genesis 27, NIV. Jacob was who he was while he was still in need of deliverance, having stolen his brother's birthright in Genesis 25, and tricked his uncle Laban in Genesis 30. Again, that's powerful. Because, this is why it's powerful, because tonight I really feel the people I'm talking to are people who know God. You know God, but like Jacob had to be delivered, you need to be delivered from some issues. But like Jacob had to be delivered, and God still called himself his God, you need to be delivered from some issues, healed of some other issues, etc. If that describes you, if that hits home with you, then right now I need you to know that God is the God of Jacob in your life. God is the God of Jacob in your life, not the God of Israel, because you're still in the process of becoming changed, of being delivered. Remember, Israel was who he became after he was changed, but too, you're in the process of becoming changed, of being delivered. He's not the God of Abraham to you, because right now you're not fit to lead. Somebody, he's not the God of Abraham to you, because right now you're not fit to lead. And Abraham, if you think about it, Abraham was known as the father of many nations, which is in itself a leadership role. So that does not apply to you on tonight. He's not the God of Isaac to you right now either. We all know that Isaac sowed in a famine and reaped a harvest the same year. Preachers like to talk about that, but I'm not going to talk about that tonight. And that's great. But what if, in the midst of this so-called pandemic, somebody, you really don't have anything other than your time to sow. But what if in the midst of this so-called pandemic, somebody you really don't have anything other than your time to sow? My answer to you is, if time is all you have to have, then sow your time into the Word of God. If time is all you have to sow, then sow your time into the Word of God, like right now, like you're doing right now. I appreciate you taking the time, your time, and sowing it into listening to For Living Fire. Sowing, you see, sowing doesn't always involve money. And you need to know that money is not evil. I don't know who I need to say that to, but money is not evil. God doesn't mind you having money, because we all need money as a part of living on this earth. It's a part of our daily necessities, our daily bread. And if you read Matthew 6 and 11, that's a part of the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their daily bread. However, in this season, you are Jacob. Hear me, you are Jacob. Maybe in another season, you will be able to feel like Abraham, feel like Isaac. But for right now, you're in the position of Jacob. You remember, Jacob is the one that needs deliverance, the one God sent an angel on assignment to wrestle with him, tarry with him, until Jacob limped away a changed man. That's in Genesis 32. Remember, Jacob was in need of deliverance, so the Lord sent an angel on assignment to wrestle with him, to tarry with him, until Jacob limped away a changed man. And somebody, God came prepared to do the same for you. God says he's willing to tarry with you in this season. People have been so quick to dismiss you, to give up on you, separate themselves from you. And God knows that's what you're used to. But again, God is not people. And still, some have the nerve to be silently stalking you on social media. Yes, I'm going to bust them out tonight. And still, some have the nerve to be silently stalking you on social media, watching, seeing everything you post. But God is not stalking you. He's not talking about stalking you. Instead, in tonight's foundational text, God is talking about tarrying with you. Instead of stalking you, God is talking about tarrying with you, fighting for your deliverance, fighting for your breakthrough, until you feel the manifestation. However long it takes, God is determined to tarry with you, to be right there with you. Until you feel the manifestation, until you see the manifestation of what you've been praying for. That's a word for somebody all in itself. God is determined to tarry with you in this season. He's not stalking you by being wherever you are, by being omnipresent, but he's determined to tarry with you, to fight for your deliverance, fight for your breakthroughs. You see, you're not fighting on your own, and you're not fighting in your own strength. But God is determined to be right there until you feel the manifestation, until you see the manifestation of what you've been praying for. The saying goes, you made your bed, now lie in it. You made your bed, now lie in it. Applying this saying to yourself would be implying that somehow all of this is your fault and all of it is on you and you must go through it alone. Not so. Beloved of God, child of God, not so. God says, if you make your bed in hell, that's what tonight's foundational text is. It's right there in tonight's text. If you make your bed in hell, I'll be there. If for some reason you find yourself in the uttermost parts of the sea, guess what God says? I'll be there. In the midst of this so-called pandemic, God says, I'm there. In the midst of that addiction, that sinful habit that you got that you don't want nobody to know about, God says, I'm there. In the middle of that family situation, that job delay, that layoff, God says, I'm there. He just won't. somebody, he just won't leave you alone. He just won't leave you alone. You might eventually become irritated by his presence, but he just won't leave you alone. He just won't leave me alone. We're coming out of this thing, whatever it is. We're coming out of this thing, whatever it is, together. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your willingness to see us through, to be there for us, to tarry with us, though we are not a perfect people. You see the areas where we need to be delivered. You see the areas where we need to be delivered, areas where we need to be healed. And we ask you tonight, Father, to touch that leprosy part of us, that unclean part of us, that part of us that causes people to talk and misjudge us. Touch and connect with us in that place, because it's been hell trying to stay strong alone. Somebody, you can testify, you know what it feels like trying to stay strong alone and do it alone. But we know in you, Father, is all we need to heal, to change, to break through, to deliverance. And we don't have to do it alone. You are there. This we believe. And we thank you and we honor you tonight for being there, for being the God of Jacob, not just being Jacob's God after he's changed and delivered into Israel, but you were his God all the while when he was a trickster, when he was stealing, when he was doing everything he thought he was big enough and bad enough to do. You were still his God. And in two scriptures in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, you made it clear that you are, that you were, and that you are the God of Jacob. And we thank you on tonight because we can identify more with Jacob than we can with Abraham or with Isaac. Maybe in another season we can identify with Abraham and Isaac. But for right now, I'm talking to your Jacobs. And we thank you for being there for us, for delivering us, for healing us, for touching that part of us that looks leprous to everybody else, touching the unclean parts of us and bringing forth deliverance. Everybody listening on the sound of my voice, receive what you need. Receive, receive, receive. Receive what you need from tonight's message. This concludes the message for tonight. As I always say, if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text 865-408-8690. 865-408-8690, or you can email prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. That's prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request that's unrelated to what we just prayed about, what the Lord brought his word about, because you should have received your deliverance by faith. If you have another prayer request, here are the phone rules. Here are the phone rules for tonight. Get your prayer request in your head. That's important. I need you to get it in your head so you know exactly what you want to say. Press 1. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone now. I will call out your area code so that you will know you're about to be on the air. Don't worry. Don't panic. I'm not going to call any more of your phone number other than the area code, just enough to let you know you're about to be on the air. But wait, 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 until you hear me say hello. This is important. Wait till you hear me say hello and properly greet you before you start talking. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it and proceed accordingly, however the Lord leads me to pray on tonight. I'm going to give you a minute to get all that together. Remember to match one. Get it together, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. The announcements for tonight, if you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. Or the Cash App is $ and Prolific Fire, the dollar symbol, Prolific Fire, Prolific, the P in Prolific is capital, the F in Fire is capital, dollar symbol, Prolific Fire, written all together. As usual, you can find me on Twitter, @Prolific Fire, on Instagram, @Prophetess Stacy, like the Prolify Your Ministry Facebook page. You can inbox me on either one of those. People do all the time. That's fine if you need to. Also, check out prolificfire.com. Many of the things that I named on tonight can be done right there on the website. Also, in addition to all of that, if you would like to sponsor a child through World Vision, because I've been a World Vision sponsor for almost 23 years, sponsoring children is a blessing. It seems like you're blessing them, but in the long run, the blessing is really yours. So if you want to be blessed by a child and also bless them in exchange, make sure you check out the website, prolificfire.com, and hook up with World Vision and become a sponsor. It's not that expensive, but the rewards are truly great. You get progress reports, pictures, videos, and you always have the option to go visit them if you desire to do so. But you build a relationship that will last forever. Even when the community has moved on and they can now properly provide for themselves, there's a relationship that will always be remembered. So if you want to make a lasting impact on a child, check out prolificfire.com and become a World Vision sponsor. In case you can't tell, I'm also a World Vision child ambassador. Hooking children up with sponsors is a part of what I do. So if you would like to check that out, go to the website prolificfire.com or call me at 865-408-8690, and I would be honored to talk to you about sponsorship in addition to praying and giving you biblical counseling if you need to. Also, be sure to join us on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, maybe you're listening online but you're not near the phone and you won't be near a phone on tonight. If you want to get your prayer request in at a later date and you don't want to reach out to me personally, that's fine. Then join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. The Lord is always there with us. It's a beautiful time before the Lord in prayer. And also, encouragement will be given. So if you want to be a part of that, whether you get your prayer request in on tonight, be sure to come back on Friday night. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too, so call in. Then join me, yours truly, back here on Prolific Fire. Same night, time, and place. For those of you listening on a new platform and you're not sure what night or what time, the night is always Monday night. The night is always Monday night unless something special is going on. But for the most part, it's always Monday night. Time, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. And you can access Prolific Fire with the same number, 347-426-3782, or go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. If you want to be a part of it live, go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. And the message for next Monday night will be applying pressure to the Word of God. Applying pressure to the Word of God. I cannot wait, because God gave me the perfect illustration to start this message off. He is so amazing. Can't wait for you to hear it. But before Monday, be sure to come back on Friday for Faith on the Line. But as for right now, I'm about to go to the phone line. So if you have a prayer request, get ready. I'm coming to the phone lines. To God be the glory.